Here's a thought I'll title, The Second Reason to Use a Tripod. I'll bet when you ask most photographers, why would you ever use a tripod? The answer is simple, to hold the camera stable so that we can eliminate camera movement and make sharper pictures. And that's true. And that's the primary reason probably all of us use a tripod. But there's another reason to use a tripod that I find even more compelling for certain subjects, and that is precise framing. Particularly, I'm thinking of things like architectural shots or still life photography. There are lots of instances in which you have to get the geometries of the optics working perfectly. You don't want to cut things off on the edge of the image. You don't want to include too much and have to crop later, although that's an easy thing to do. It's better if we can get it right in the field. And there are those subjects that require very precise framing. So I'll use a tripod in those situations so that I can make sure that I have it perfectly framed before I click the shutter. The problem that I've run into, however, is that even using a tripod, the precise framing is either easier or more complex depending on the head that you use on your tripod. For years, because I didn't know any better, I just used that standard head that has the three arms that come out and you loosen them and move the camera where you want and tighten them up. One control was swinging the camera forward and down, the other control left and right, the other control the horizon line. And like I say, for years I used that kind of head because that's what all the tripods came with. And I just assumed that because all tripods came with that kind of control, that was the best. But of course, I was naive. And somewhere in the late 1990s, I learned about ball heads and the freedom that a ball head gave me to rapidly compose all three axes simultaneously. I used ball heads for years. The problem with the ball head is it's not very precise. You can get a good rough frame, but if you want to tweak that framing just a little bit, when you loosen the ball head, suddenly the camera moves in all three directions and precise framing is just almost impossible. But once I realized that was the second reason to use a tripod was precise framing, a ball head no longer made sense. And so ever since then, I've used a geared head. And a geared head is one that allows you to do very critical and precise framing in all three directions with geared knobs so that you can raise a camera, lower a camera by very, very tiny amounts by twisting the knob in one direction or the other. You can also frame rapidly because they almost all have a spring release on them, but I find I don't use that very often because the geared controls are so much easier. So that leaves me basically with two scenarios for tripod use. One is I know I'm going to want to use a very long shutter speed, so out comes the tripod. Or two, I know I'm going to want to do very precise framing, and so out comes the tripod. Other than those two scenarios, I basically don't use a tripod anymore, which is a radical statement as an ex-view camera user. Virtually every single image I ever made with the view camera required a tripod. And the liberation of not having to use a tripod for most of my shots has been tremendous. The last trip to Japan, I didn't even take a tripod with me. And I found myself wishing I'd had it because there were a few occasions when I would have used it. And I'd taken a couple of those foldable little emergency tripods, tabletop tripod kind of thing. I took a Joby with me. I found all of them to be not as practical and functional as I had hoped. So since I got back from that last trip, I basically carry the tripod everywhere with me in the truck, but I only use it in those two scenarios. And that, in combination with in-body image stabilization and optical image stabilization, although I still occasionally get out-of-focus images, it's usually because I've made a mistake, I've made an error in judgment, the subject is moving faster than my shutter speed can capture. But having sharp images with a tripod and precisely framed images with a tripod have significantly increased the number of good images I get in those scenarios, and for that reason, I'm still using a tripod, just now, occasionally, when needed, not with every shot.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.